I met UNC housekeeper David Barnett outside of Coker Hall as he came in to work the graveyard shift with a smile on his face and a pep in his step.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great.
This particular night was detail night. Barnett's job was to clean every nook and cranny of the second floor of Coker Hall. From the bathrooms to the classrooms, he does it all.
So I had to go in all these rooms and dust them down. A little scrubber here. I like this stuff here, this easy dab. I detailed the first floor last night, and so I'm gonna detail this floor tonight.
Barnett showed me around an office filled to the brim with UNC knickknacks and souvenirs, and part of his job is to dust every single thing in the room by hand.
Whoa. Oh my goodness, they got knickknacks everywhere. You can't even walk through here.
I try to go through every night to keep up with it so it won't be bad.
This is only the first office of the night. It sounds like a lot of work to handle, because it is, but Barnett's job didn't used to be this intense.
It's been extremely difficult because you're being short staffed.
That's housekeeping crew leader James Holman. As an active member in the UNC Employee Forum, Holman is worried about the working conditions for housekeeping staff.
You've got people doing two and three jobs. Okay, this is very stressful. We've got people that are talking about quitting. We've got people getting ready to leave because they're being overworked.
The housekeeping staff is facing an issue that can be summed up in two words: labor shortage. Holman says housekeeping has 50 positions vacant and the jobs that only earn $10 to $15 per hour are hard to fill.
We need people. We're the ones that clean up at night for the students, for the people that work in the offices, and they are not filling those jobs.
And the university isn't the only institution in Chapel Hill that's struggling with a labor shortage. If you want to catch a bus around Chapel Hill, you might have to wait a little bit longer than usual.
You route campus shuttle.
Chapel Hill Transit is about 20 drivers short, and spokesman Jeffrey Sullivan says that's led to cutbacks in service.
We don't have the staff to literally drive the buses. We've noticed this trend nationwide and in our sister agencies as well in Durham and Raleigh and Cary.
Sullivan says people aren't just missing out on a way around town. They're missing out on a valuable community asset.
Being a bus driver is not just about driving the bus. You are a community resource and a customer service savant, right? You are here to help people figure out how to get from campus to Health and Human Services or how to get from Southern Village to their job.
Job requested.
So what's causing the labor shortage? The Kenan Institute's chief economist Gerald Cohen says the pandemic has a lot to do with it.
You have people who are staying at home. They may have decided to just retire. So we've seen a substantial drop in the labor force. On a national level, we're about 3 million short of where we were.
But Chapel Hill and Durham have unique circumstances that are leading to a more drastic labor shortage.
We have more people that are coming in to work in Chapel Hill and Durham relative to the United States. But our jobs are being created more quickly than that. So people are coming in, but the jobs are sucking them out quicker than we can replace those people.
That is a good sign of a healthy economy. Chapel Hill and Durham's unemployment rate is considerably lower than the national average.
This is my Windex.
But that still leaves people like David Barnett needing more.
More help, more money.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Daniel Myrick.